You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Dog Pound, your home team made 10 game-changing plays yesterday, which means your game-changer multiplier is 11 times today only at Horseshoe Casino Cleveland. Make sure you get to Horseshoe today to redeem your game-changer multiplier. That's a play, a rush of 10 or more yards, a pass of 20 or more yards, and any turnovers the Browns generate. Now, they had 10 of them, so again, if you go to Horseshoe, you get an 11 times game-changer multiplier only today, so get out there to the shoe. Try to, you know, ease the pain of what happened yesterday by going ahead and, you know,
turning build your confidence back up.
Build your confidence back up with a little lady luck at the Horseshoe Casino. Again, 11-time multiplier today. 216-578-0850 as we get into this game a little bit more. That's a number for to get your thoughts on it. But something I want to talk to you guys about right now is, and I know there are no excuses in the NFL. I know the teams get beaten up all over the place. But it seems to me that the injuries on the D-line are really starting to take their toll, not only in the fact in terms of the you know, decrease in talent that is available to you, but also now guys not fresh. You could see that line get worn down. And I also thought what I noticed is that Houston went to a lot of 3 and 4 receiver sets. We would counter with 2 down linemen. They'd keep us locked in that run the hurry up and just run inside handoff after inside handoff after inside handoff after inside handoff.
It's that chess game, and it's something that's you never like to be on the side of it that we were, the side that could not, you know, bring out their queen or their king in this chess match and trump them or bring out their big ace of spades and bam, lay it on the table. It just seems like we didn't have the bullets in our gun to kind of like, you know, deflect, you know, what they were giving us. And it's unfortunate, and it is, and a lot of it has to do with the personnel. You know, we're digging deeper and deeper, you know, as you look at the percentage of reps and the reps that guys are getting. You know, you look at Sione Fua, 23 reps. Ismaili Kitchen, 23 reps. Ataba Rubin, 39. Jabal Sheard, 51. Dez Bryant, 59. So these guys are getting a lot of reps, you know, which you're not accustomed to. They're usually, I'm sure Coach Pettine likes them in the 30s because the way he likes to play different fronts and even have Paul Kruger and Jabal Sheard with their hand on the ground. So they're getting worn out. And then also, too, is they're getting worn out mentally, or they did get worn out mentally, because that's the one thing. I was actually, you know, a part of the defense that gave up Adrian Peterson's, you know, National Football League record. And when they're running and running and running and running, and you know what's coming, and you still can't stop them, there is nothing more deflating, you know, in a football. It's a demoralizing. Again, you talk about, it's like, Gerard talked about it this morning on RBS. They basically took your manhood from you, and you could do nothing.
They beat the Browns up.
They beat the Browns up. And that is something that you'll have to get over very quickly. And you can go, you know, we have to rebound. You have to watch it and then pitch it and move on.
I'll tell you what, Matt, to quote you from a few weeks ago, it's almost like it's a mishmash of guys on there.
Yes,
right?
I mean,
the
absolutely.
Mishmash, I'm going to bring mishmash back. But
do it.
You know,
I'll charge you.
When we've got a bunch of guys kind of, it's the carousel right now. One guy's up, one guy's down, and you're not getting the breathers that you would normally get. You've got to play a little bit longer. Maybe you didn't get the reps in practice to kind of get your conditioning back up. So they're going to have to do some things differently now, even during the practice week. But when numbers go down, you're right. You become demoralized when an offense just keeps stuffing it down your face, and you can't do anything about it. And even the safeties are getting tired from coming up from their position to try to make the tackle. It's just not good for a defense.
Yeah, and I mean, one last quick point is, again, the guys that are receiving significant game-time reps are backups in the National Football League. Because of injuries, backups are now starting and playing significant roles on the defensive line. And just as myself, I was both a backup and a starter at certain points. And you're a backup because there's someone better than you, or someone beat you out, or they like that guy, you know, in that position better than they like you. And those guys, we're missing those guys. We're missing playmakers. We're missing run stoppers. And so we have backups starting and playing significant roles for us, and that hurts.
It hurts, and especially hurts even more when a guy who was supposed to be a starter and a run stopper, Ataba Rubin, continues to turn in what I would describe as horrific performances and was a complete non-factor once again in a game where you needed him to step up. That's who I'd hoped would step up, and again, he was not able to do so, and it could only get worse on the defense. We don't know the status yet on Carlos Dansby or Jabal Sheard, but you got to be prepared for potentially some life without those two, which makes it even tougher there. I do want to ask about this, though, because offensively, the games where we have really struggled, and now there have been a couple, it just seems that if a team can really shut down our run and put the game in our hands in obvious passing situations, we don't have an answer. 3 of 15 on third down, that's just not going to cut it in the NFL.
I was sad. I was actually disappointed for a guy like Miles Austin, who's become known, at least around these parts and earlier in his career, for making those tough catches. And a couple of them yesterday were
just, it was a rough day.
Yeah. It was a rough day for him. So, but you cannot be 3 of 15 on third down. You're never going to win football games if you can't keep drives sustained. And they 3 of 15... A lot of, you know, errant passes, drop balls.
3 of 15, and you lose the turnover battle.
Yeah,
you know, you can you can basically negate that 3 of 15 performance if the offense, or I'm sorry, the defense goes out and turns the ball over. But for, you know, if an opportunistic Ryan Mallett, who threw the ball underneath repeatedly, took a few shots, but they were content getting 5 to 7 yards, you know, and moving the chains because their run game was firing, and that's something that we'll have to fix.
You know, Matt, too, just to go back to your point on the defense, when an offense is running that ball down your throat and, you know, you can't do anything to stop them, it's no different on offense. When you're trying to get a third down and convert it into a first down, sometimes they're just big, big momentum killers for a lot of reasons.
And I feel like we're starting to have too many periods of complete stagnation in the offense. You had, in the third quarter, the Browns had 4 possessions. They came out, actually, and got 10 yards on the first 2 plays with Isaiah Crowell run. Got a first down, and then you have the next play was they tried that swing out pass, and all he had to do was either put air under it or wait a second so that Crow could clear. There was nobody else on that side of the field other than a DB who was 15 yards down the field. Just wait, have a little patience, or throw the loft on it you need, and that's an easy big play. And then you come out of that, then you have the miss on the flea flicker. And all of a sudden, it's like, boom, you punt. In the third quarter, the Browns had 4 possessions, like I said, that netted a grand total of 16 yards.
Yeah, and I watched the game last night, and if you watched, and I know they came out on the losing side, but Andrew Luck, they were down on the goal line on the 1-yard line. They faked run right, and they threw it back to Costanzo. Their offensive tackle got a touchdown, but it was the same play, a defender running free with his arms in the air, and Luck just, you know, held the ball, got him close, and just dumped it right over his head very easily to a wide-open receiver. And I thought, you know, it was schematically going to be a great play because you get Isaiah Crowell running downhill, and I'll take him for at least 5 to 7 yards doing so.
Yeah, there were a lot of missed opportunities for this Browns team. Again, I don't want to overstate it, though. As high as we all were after the Cincinnati game, probably shouldn't have been quite so high. And as low as you are right now, probably shouldn't be quite so low. But this was not a good performance, and it's one this team that has yet to lose 2 games in a row needs to bounce back from and go on the road to Atlanta and kind of get it together. Now, the good news to me is Atlanta is not a physical team. This is not a team that is going to beat the Browns up or run it for 200 yards the way the Texans did this week.
Well, we hope so. Because
they're not. No way. If they are, then we're in real big trouble.
We were all excited when we found out that Blue was going to be starting, and look what he did. So,
what Arian Foster
Atlanta, right. Exactly. You said earlier, he may have ran for 1,000 yards. So, you know, the thing is, when you got Atlanta coming in, and if you look at the NFC South right now, if you look at their records, I mean, it's almost comical compared to what we're dealing with in the AFC North right now. But they've got some talented people, especially at the quarterback position, a couple receivers. They've done some good things. They obviously beat Carolina yesterday. I think it's a tough game again. I think we've been the beneficiary of some really bad teams here of recent weeks, and we've won those games because we should win those games. But now that we're getting to that point in the schedule where it's starting to toughen up again, and we're going to see what we're made of. So, you know, you're talking about Reuben. I mean, these are the points where you're being questioned right now. You need to step up. You need to worry about the name on your back because you're being paid a lot of money. I would love to be paid that kind of money. Your goal, your job is to step up and make plays, period.
Right. And again, just to continue to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, is they, just like us, are in a playoff race. You know, yes, their record might not depict a playoff opportunity, but in the NFC South and the way in which everything is kind of panned out, New Orleans lost again yesterday. They, you know, Carolina's still in the mix. Atlanta, I believe they might be the leader or tied for the lead in their division. But then, again, you look at the talent level. There's, you know, Roddy White. You got Julio Jones. You get Hugh Douglas has just got healthy. Devin Hester, who will attest Tabor and that special teams unit. Believe me, Matt Ryan, Steven Jackson, and also 2 guys. I think this is a team trending upwards in a playoff fight, but also, too, I think they're fighting for their head coach. Because Mike Smith, after a bad season last year, struggling this season in an open division, they're, you know, he may be on the out. So they're winning right now to keep his job and also to keep them in contention for the playoffs.
Absolutely. And we're going to get into Atlanta as the week goes on. We want to go on to Atlanta immediately, but we do want to dissect this Houston Texans game. What went wrong for the Browns? We've gotten to a lot of it. We'll continue to do that when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.